listening to the Candy Shop Talk, brought to you by Talent Board and the Candidate Experience Awards and Research, and hosted by Kevin W. Grossman, because improving candidate experience always impacts the business bottom line. So welcome to another The Candy Shop Talk podcast, where we talk about how improving candidate experience impacts recruiting and the business for the better. With me today is Mari Hannigan, president of Spark, the new way to advertise jobs using video, social media, and mobile capabilities to attract millennials and passive candidates, and also a very proud Candidate Experience Award sponsor. Welcome, Mari.
Thank you, Kevin.
Tell us why you chose to sponsor this program in the first place, and how does your solution improve how candidates are being treated today?
My interest in candidates go way back. I actually got in touch with Elaine Orler while we were still in product development, because candidate experience is central to why we created Spark. The whole reason that Spark exists is I recognize that posting jobs on job boards is really an awful way to attract candidates. It's awful for the company, it's awful for the candidate. Most people post job descriptions, and job descriptions are essentially legal documents. They're the basis against which you evaluate people and potentially terminate people. They were never meant to be marketing documents, yet we use them all the time to post them on job boards on our own career sites, and they're not particularly useful for candidates. So right off the bat, your very first interaction with a candidate is giving him or her information that's at best moderately interesting and useful. There's no reason to do that. So we backed up and said, what information really interests candidates? What do they want to know at the very beginning of the job search? What piques their interest? What would get them to return a recruiter's call or respond back or apply? And so I reached out to Elaine and said, you've got a lot of data on candidates. Here's what we've designed so far and what we're planning to do. What are we missing? And so the partnership actually goes back before we even started the sponsorship, but we're big believers that if you treat your candidates like customers, and my background personally, I started at Procter & Gamble in marketing, so I always think about this from a marketing perspective, and you have to look at the candidate as a customer and understand if you meet their needs and give them information that's useful and interesting, you just start the whole relationship off on a better foot.
Absolutely. In fact, one of the things that has been quite evident in the 5+ years that we've been doing the Candy research all around recruiting best practice and improving candidate experience is the fact that most, if not all of the Candy winners have done some sort of internal change management initiative where they've come to an agreement that the candidate is recruiting's primary customer, hands down. And a lot of companies, you know, they still struggle with that because they're saying, well, no, I've got hiring managers as my customer. I've got the rest of the recruiting team. I've got executive management and leadership. But making that shift to candidate as customer is critical. Now, that said, so we get it. We get the drudgery of the job description that it's been out there for a long time now, and especially since the worldwide interwebs and online job postings. That's the challenge that you're helping to overcome. So what is it? How do you differentiate today in the space primarily with your solution?
Well, what we're offering is something very different than posting a job description on a job board. What Spark allows you to do is take information that's actually interesting to the candidates. And this includes a 20-second video from the hiring manager, the person who would actually be their boss, so they can see and hear and get a little tidbit from the hiring manager. We've also got 2 videos from coworkers, so people that would actually be on your team. These aren't corporate videos. This isn't, you know, Anna in the San Diego office, who may be a lovely woman, but nobody you're going to interact with on a daily basis.
Right.
This is actually meeting your boss, your potential boss, and your potential team, and getting a sense of who they are, their style, the environment, the culture. So we start and put a very human face on the job. Then we do things like add the top 3 reasons to apply. So we take that information, and I've never met a good recruiter who didn't kind of know off the top of their head, if they get a candidate on the phone, what those things were that were going to pique their interest and keep the candidate engaged. So we take those and put those right up top so the candidate understands what's really cool and interesting about this job. And we do a real quick benefits overview, company synopsis. And the big thing is that Sparks are all designed for mobile, so which is how all candidates are looking at this information anyway. And the social share is built right in. So if a candidate sees a spark and it's not the right job for them, but they know somebody who might be interested, they hit a single button and they can tweet it, they can share it via LinkedIn, Facebook, whatever. And that's really how information passes among candidates. You've got to talk to candidates the way they talk to each other, and they're talking via social media. So you've got to have sparks, you've got to have interesting content to begin with that they'll want to share, and then you've got to make it easy for them to do it. So that's what we've done. We've put together enough elements that we're giving candidates enough information so they can make a reasonable decision about whether this job is a good next step for them. And that's really how people switch jobs. They look at a particular job and say, is this a good career move for me? Is this what I should do next? If that's true, then they go to a corporate website and they look at the company and they want to put it all in context. But you've got to pique their interest. So we've created a tool that does exactly that.
How have you measured today the conversion, meaning that when a job seeker comes across, quote unquote, that spark, that your promotion for that particular job, how does that conversion better and has improves overall the front end funnel versus just the traditional job description? Do you have any data that you can share?
Oh yeah, we've got lots of data. I love data, which is one of the reasons I love the campaign.
That's great.
Data, so, give me numbers.
That's right.
So we've got lots here, and you can believe that I'm flailing around in spreadsheets like crazy, which is really nice to then correlate that back to the candies. But we do a lot of things. Some of the key measures we look at is how long people look at a spark versus how long they look at a job description. And they'll spend more than twice as long on a spark, which is really interesting. We look at share rates. Mm-hmm. What any employer wants is to go viral within their talent community. So we're not talking going viral like, you know, Alex from Target, but if you're looking for a derivatives trader, you want your jobs passed around the derivatives trader. So we can measure all of that. And the big piece we look at, we can look at number of views, we can look at number of applies. Although bigger isn't necessarily better. We have one client who's thrilled because the number of applications to a job has actually decreased now that they're using Spark. Mm. But they were getting literally thousands of applications, from people who are just completely unqualified or didn't understand the job at all. And now what they've got is people who have enough understanding of what the job is. It happens to be a management training program that's fairly long. You spend a long time in training. And they were finding people were applying before without really understanding that. And they were wasting an awful lot of time, which was frustrating to the recruiters. Now there's enough information there that when the candidate applies, they understand what it is and they've made a decision they want that. So they're getting better quality candidates. So it's not just more applicants. Nobody really wants 10,000 applicants for a job. What you want is a pool of really good applicants. And that's the piece. The other measure that I haven't been able to put a number to, and you'll appreciate that this frustrates me that I can't quantify it, is that we're having clients tell us that candidates, that they're having better quality interviews with the candidates because the candidates have seen the hiring manager. Now, it's only a 20-second video.
Right.
But they've seen the person, they've got a sense for their intensity, their style. They know what's on the other side of that door when they're walking in for that first interview. And that just makes a huge difference. The candidate is more relaxed. They know what to expect. They know if they need to, you know, kick back and chat for a few minutes or ramp up the intensity to meet the hiring manager. And they're getting better quality interviews. So all of that helps the whole process. When you've got, there's more transparency here. And transparency is a big buzzword right now, but that's really what we're doing. We're showing people what they're getting into.
What's interesting is that, as you know, Mari, the data at the interview stage, what's really clear is that those candidates that are not prepped in any way, shape, or form prior to the completing the interview it's more detrimental to that overall experience and their view of the company and the brand versus, so you're actually providing something really early on as almost an entry point for those that make it that far to the interview stage. So they already have some semblance of familiarity with those individuals that they'll be working with and for, which I think is huge, which is you cannot do in a job description, right?
Right.
And also the based on this has been a trend that's been pretty stable for the past 5 years of the Candy data and research, but the majority of candidates are doing they have control of their own job search. They're doing their own job search. It's a very small percentage, actually, that are being shepherded directly by recruiters for the most part. And those are going to be very special positions, leadership positions, you name it. But how then, again, are these individuals, if 76% of job seekers are managing their own search, how are they finding, you know, you reference mobile a little bit, but how is the push-pull happening when they come across the spark? How are they finding the sparks?
There are a couple of ways that people find sparks. Each spark has a unique URL, which makes it easy to share. So we're finding that recruiters are using it in their outreach, whether they're going through emails on LinkedIn or reaching out to their talent community. However, recruiters are sourcing candidates, they're sending the link directly to a candidate. And if they use the magic words, you know, click below to meet your boss, people do it. They click 40% of the time. If you say, I've attached a job description, the open rates on that are under 5%. But if you say, you know, click below to meet your boss, people will click because they're curious. Even if they're not in an active job search, there's a little bit of, who's this joker who thinks they're going to be my boss? And they're curious, so they click. And they hear the hiring manager talk, and if that's interesting, they click on the next video and hear a coworker talk, and before you know it, you've got them hooked. So that happens, but also employers will tweet out these jobs to get them out into the Twitter sphere. Mm-hmm. The big thing that happens is, sparks really kind of supercharge your employee referral because with the two coworkers, it's amazing. If you ask an employee to please, you know, share a job description with their network, they kind of look at you sideways. And they understand that content's boring and they don't want to bore their friends. But if you put a 20-second video of them in the spark, they'll almost automatically, you know, tweet out, look, I'm in the company spark. And that's exactly what you want to have happen. You want to have them share that content. So it gets shared that way. It gets shared. Once it gets out into the social media, it gets on Facebook, it gets shared. It starts to circulate within people who are interested because it gets passed along.
When it comes to the quality of the candidates, because you made a couple of references that one of your customers, for example, reduced the number of jobs that they made available online, because there's a self-selection aspect to a spark, right? There's more information that's provided to the job seeker. There's hopefully a more of a clarity for them to like, wow, I'm not really, this isn't the job for me, or maybe it is. What other kind of even anecdotal stories can you share on how the system, the process, the spark has improved quality of hire in the latter stages, at least getting folks through the first stage and the funnel? Any other anecdotes you can share of how that's worked?
I'll tell you one of the things that's stunned me. We have one client who is using Sparks for their call center jobs. And it may be my personal bias. That seems like one of the toughest, most thankless jobs out there.
Right.
Exactly. Tough job and tough to fill for. And they're particularly in a geographic location where there's lots of competition. And they put out a spark and were amazed that in a matter of 2 weeks, they had filled their next class for their call center. We saw on LinkedIn alone, there were 160 shares for a call center job. And that just, quite honestly, it stunned us.
Wow.
Yeah, we've got, you know, sparks are being used. When we originally designed Spark, we thought they'd be used for jobs in the $75,000 to $150,000, salary range, that they were kind of the mid-career. And we've been wrong on both ends. We've got clients using them for jobs that are in excess of $200,000 in salary. We've got clients using them for hourly jobs. But we continue to be surprised. We've got a client right now who's interested in using them for truck drivers. You've got to remember, people get their information from their phone. They communicate via social media. And that goes all the way through the professional ranks from, you know, the hourly up to the executive. And so having something that's built for those medium gets in front of people. So this call center was, quite frankly, a surprise to us to see 160 shares on LinkedIn for call center. And you know, client was thrilled. They filled an entire class in 2 weeks with a single spark.
Was there any comparison to how that was being even shared, any semblance of the job itself prior to this? How that compares?
Well, the numbers are amazing. We use things like shared count and other ways to look at shares. We couldn't find any sharing of the job posting on the traditional job boards or their own careers site.
Oh, zero. Then that's that. That's a huge dramatic increase then. Absolutely. So speaking of what is shared then, I mean, you touched on a few of the metrics that your system has measured today. And one of the things I love about product development, and I've been in the space a long time myself, are the use cases that your own customers kind of help develop for you. Mm-hmm. And as your product's evolving, how are the recruiting teams reporting to their leadership team using Spark? So how specifically the reporting functionality can they actually share the successes they're having with using your platform?
They can. Built right into the platform are metrics around views and applies and so forth. So that's on a dashboard that they can see at any minute. The bigger piece, I've got to share with you something that happened yesterday that I was actually thrilled about. We had a client who piloted Sparks with one group and went very well. They now want to expand it to other groups. But the whole purchase of additional Sparks is caught up in their procurement. And yesterday I had one of the recruiters who was part of the pilot call me up and say, can I just buy a Spark on my personal credit card? She said, I've got this job. I've got to get it filled. The hiring manager, you know, we used Sparks before. He knows what it can do. And he wants, you know, he wants quality candidates fast. And I got to get this filled. Can I just buy one? I said, yes, of course. Exactly. You know, but that's really where we're seeing it. Is yes, there are all sorts of macro numbers, but they're finding that candidates are coming in excited. They've seen the videos. They've seen the Sparks. They talk about it. They're more knowledgeable. They're filling things faster. But the big piece is the quality. Candidates understanding and just getting higher offer accept rates. Someone, you know, they know before they come in, this is going to be a formal office environment. This is going to be an open workspace environment. This is going to be whatever, because they've watched the videos and they've seen where people are working.
Right.
They've seen the amount of formality or the amount of informality, and they've been able to get a little sense of the culture. The other big thing is when you've got three videos, you get to showcase your diversity.
Yep.
So it's interesting. We've done some groups around women, and women are saying, you know, I don't necessarily need or even want to work for a woman. That's not a criteria, but I want to know that the guy I'm working for is not a monster.
Right.
So it's fine. You know, if the hiring manager's the guy, that's fine. But I've seen him. He looks reasonable. We're hearing the same things out of, you know, people of color. We've got people using Sparks having veterans say, you know, I used to be Charlie Company XYZ, and now I do this for this company. Lots of ways to connect with people. And when you start to see those kinds of results, you can quantify a lot of it. But a lot of it is just, you know, hiring starts to hum.
Well, at least, I mean, in all fairness, I mean, it's hard to know long-term what it's going to be like working for somebody based on a 20-second video. However, it's still really good though, that it's still more of an introduction that you would have gotten otherwise, and definitely more of an introduction that you ever would get from a standard job description as well. Right.
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 And it's a great use of your hiring manager's time, because you're asking him or her to record a 20-second video. You couldn't possibly ask the hiring manager to reach out. I mean, I know there's some people who have tried to set up, you know, chat with the hiring manager. Hiring managers don't have time to do that with unqualified candidates.
Right.
But this is a way to, you know, personalize and humanize the whole job and still only use 20 seconds of time from a hiring manager. And they can record on their cell phone, their webcam, whatever. They don't need to do anything special. They come in the morning and 20 seconds later, they've got it done.
Right.
So you really leverage their time.
No, that's great. So Mari, then, based on you preface at the beginning of this podcast that how the Candy data really kind of helped shape early on the product that is now known as Spark. But what else of the data points themselves from the research? Is there anything that has either you've taken into consideration, it's helped you shape the roadmap that's coming, or that has just been of personal interest and note? And you were at a lot of our Candy workshops as well. This is the past few months where we've shared a lot of different kinds of data points with large groups of HR and recruiting leaders and their teams. So any other Candy data that is of note to you?
Yeah, well, you know I love it because I've said, oh, you know, change this slide because you can get even more information.
I know, exactly. Yeah.
But you know, one of the things that we did is we pulled together some of the Candy data and put it into an infographic about the three steps of candidate attraction.
Right.
We're seeing so many employers spend tons of time and money on their career site expecting that to increase their candidate pool. But the reality is we've got 5.8 million open jobs in the US right now. Right? There are tons of jobs out there. The first step in attracting people to your job is they've got to know about it. They've got to hear about it.
Right.
Once they do that, then the Candy data quantifies where they go to do research to find out more about it. And that's where the data has been great about what percent go to the corporate career site, what percent go to Glassdoor, go to LinkedIn, and so forth. And being able to break it down and show that process of first they hear about a job somehow, a friend mentions it, you know, they're out over drinks, somebody mentions there's a job open, they get a call, they see it online, they see it on Facebook, whatever, then they go to these sources to do their research. And it's really helpful to be able to quantify and kind of pull it apart so you can see the steps and understand if you're not getting the inflow you want, where you need to put your time and effort. And
right.
some of it is you need to do it on the outreach. You absolutely have to have a good corporate career site so when they come to do research, you keep them in your pipeline, that you don't lose them. They get good information there. They want to go to the next step. But that is step two in the whole process. So if
right.
you're looking to expand the funnel, you don't do it at step two. You've got to do it in the outreach and the candidate discovery phase.
And they're yours to lose as well, especially at the front end, which is still attraction is still one of the most critical parts of the recruiting process and getting the right folks in the door. What about your roadmap? Is there anything that of note that you can share with us that's coming for Spark that you're going to be adding to the product?
Yes, we had a couple of things that are exciting, but one of them is we've had clients ask us if they can add the Sparks to their own job listings on their own career sites, because they understand once they've captured the video of the hiring manager and they've got this information, it's really powerful stuff.
Right.
And to the extent that candidates do end up on their career site, they want to be able to either reinforce it or leverage it. So we are about to announce a project called Spark Ignite that allows you to pull a mini Spark, if you will, into any of the ATSs.
Oh, that's very cool. Love that.
Yeah. Doesn't matter what you're using. And so instead of just having this page of, you know, paragraphs of text of required skills, preferred skills, and all the other things that show up in a job description, you can actually have a very dynamic video enhanced job posting. So we're excited about that.
That's excellent. Well, looking forward to seeing more and hearing more of that when it's actually when is that coming out, by the way?
We should have that live within the next 2 weeks.
Oh, wow. Very soon. Well, excellent. Excellent. So lastly, Mari, besides everything that we've been talking about and HR recruiting technology, talent acquisition, candidate experience, you name it, what else does Mari have a sweet tooth for outside of work?
I have a passion for Broadway musicals.
Nice.
I can recite the lyrics to probably 3/4 of the shows that were ever written.
Wow.
Or never, you know, made it to Broadway. Sure. There's a past album that you could ever find, maybe not written, but ever produced, certainly. I have a real fascination with space and travel because I have a 15-year-old son whose dream is to be an astronaut. So when he gets up to see a Dragon 2 rocket launched, I get up to see a Dragon 2 rocket launched.
Sure, sure, yeah.
And I'm a reasonably good cook. I will take credit for that.
Oh, very nice. All right.
Yeah.
Well, I love all of those things. And I know I've got two young daughters myself who I think would love to potentially to be astronauts, among many other things at this early stage in their lives, one of these days when they get to be of the adult age. And we just watched The Jungle Book, Disney's original Jungle Book, just so you know.
Uh-huh. Great.
I just wanted to share that. Good. Great music in that too.
Yep.
So that's it. So Mari, thank you so much for being on the podcast, the Candy Shop Talk, and we look forward to seeing you down that candied road. And thanks again.
My pleasure. Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Candy Shop Talk. For more information about Talent Board and the Candidate Experience Awards and research, please visit www.thetalentboard.org.